Good morning, Nachum, and what a very special day this is, the day of Hoshana Rabbah, the culmination of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and this evening we embrace the forthcoming Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Now, to begin with, the proper greeting for today is Piska Tova. What does that mean? Based upon the Zohar from Parshas Tzav in Vayikra, we're taught that on the seventh day of Sukkos, it is the culmination of judgment for the world. Now we're talking about two different judgments. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What happens? It was written on Rosh Hashanah. It was sealed on Yom Kippur, our individual judgment, and it's been stamped and sealed in an envelope, but it has not yet been brought to the mailbox or to the post office. So there's still that opportunity for any kind of modification. Today is the day that it is placed in the box. And that's why we wish Piska Tova that particular sentence or judgment of each individual should be, please God, for good. Now, today is the day, while we have been praying for rain the entire week with the Arba Minim, the four species, the Lulav, the Esrog, the Adasim, and the Aravos, and all of which grow and need the water. And we've been saying the various Hoshanas and walking around the Bima once a day. On today, the seventh day of Sukkos, following that which we are taught in the Mishnah. So the practice which we are doing is exceedingly old. We go around today the Bima as they encircled the Mizbeach, not once today, but seven times, as was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, let me just very quickly, what we had and what we, please God, will have. Based upon the Pasuk in the Torah, Arvei Nochal, the Gemara in Sukkah 44a, Abashol teaches that the word Arvei is plural, teaching us that there are two separate mitzvos of Arava, one willow to be placed in the lulav, and the other one to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, exceedingly tall willows. There was a place south of Yisraelayim called Motza, and they would bring the willows from there. The Mizbeach was 10 amos tall. That's approximately 15 feet. And these willows were an amma, a foot and a half taller, so approximately 16 and a half feet. They were brought to the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, circled the Mizbeach, and they were placed and leaned against the Mizbeach to literally hang over and adorn the Mizbeach. And so on the seventh day of Sukkos, this encirclement, or what we call the Hakofa, was done seven times, and we do the same thing. First, with the Esrog Lulav, we go around seven times, we put the Esrog Lulav down, and we take the Hoshana, a bundle of five of Aravos, five of the willows, bound together, and after reciting special prayers, we beat the Arava on the ground five times. Now, I have to tell you, how old is this practice? Very. After we have beaten the Arava, there is a beautiful Yehi Ratzon that we recite, whereby we thank Hashem who has chosen, listen carefully, Nevi'im Tovim, good prophets, uv'minhageihem atovim, and their good customs. So this stems from the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. So we're talking about, 2,500 years ago, roughly, that this minhag was there. And how important is it? We know that if the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. If the first day of Sukkos falls out on a Shabbos, we don't take the Esrog and Lulav. Guess what, my friends? The rabbis have set up the calendar in such a way that Hoshana Rabbah can never fall out on a Shabbos. Why? Because we wanted to make sure that we would have this practice of beating the willow branch on the ground. How significant is that? And the answer is very. And if you look in that beautiful Yehiratzon, comes with it, Seitiv Lanu HaChasima, that the sealing, meaning the judgment for, number one, rain, which is judged on Sukkos, rainfall for the land of Israel for the forthcoming year, rainfall for the rest of the world, which comes from the land of Israel for the forthcoming year. All this is being determined today. And that's why in our prayers, Kadosh V'Nora, right? It is literally awesome. That's why the Chazam wears a kittel today. And that's why we have this special Psuke de Zimra, whereby we said the Psuke de Zimra of Shabbos and Yom Tov, except for Nishmas, because we don't have a Neshama Yisera. All right, this is a little bit about today, Hoshana Rabbah. I can only tell you that in the Beis HaMikdash, today was the busiest day in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? There's a prohibition in the Torah of Bal Ta'acher, which means that if you made a vow to bring a korban, a offering, you had until three holidays elapsed, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, in their proper order, the way I just described it. But if you didn't bring it by the time Sukkos was over, you violated that biblical prohibition. And so, given that many people do procrastinate, today is the day that they had to bring the korban by. And significantly, the rabbis tell us that, because of the sin of not fulfilling one's vows, the consequence is that the rains are withheld. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this day sees that we have kept our end of the deal. Please God, He does His as well. Okay, please God, if you have not yet said Tashlich, today is the day to say Tashlich. Day of judgment for mankind, our piskatova, our good kvittel, these sentences of each individual, as well as that of the water for mankind, specifically Eretz Yisrael, and then the rest of the world, is all determined on this day, a most awesome day. Let's talk a little bit, Baruch Hashem, about the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara in Sukkah 48a teaches us that Shmini Atzeres is a holiday unto itself in six ways. And these six ways basically give the Yom Tov its character. Number one, it's Pazar Kashav. I can't go through the acrostic and what they stand for. It would take too long, but I just want to tell you some of the highlights of this. Number one, throughout Sukkot, as we all know, we have been bringing 70 parim, 70 bulls, corresponding to the 70 nations. And listen carefully, when it comes to tomorrow, Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day, instead of having gone in descending order, starting with 13, and today was 7, tomorrow should be 6. No, tomorrow is 1. And the beautiful Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, chapter 29, and the Rashi of 35 and 36, Rashi says that, quoting the Medrash, that throughout Sukkot we brought korbanos for the 70 nations, and now that we're about to leave, Hashem says, Atzeres, wait, please, I ask of you one favor. Let's have a small meal together, meaning one korban, and guess what? I will, please God, benefit therefrom with you. And Rashi goes on in verse 36 that this one par corresponds to the Jewish people, and Loshon Chiba Huzeh, it is an expression of God's love for the Jewish people. As children who are taking leave of their father, and father says to them three beautiful words, Koshe Olai Predaschem, it is hard for me to let you go, says God to the Jewish people, Ikvu Yom Echad, oh, stay with me one more day. And therefore, this is our chance to do the same thing to Hashem and say, Hashem, it's been such a beautiful holiday season, starting with Slichos, according to the Sfardim, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then the Slichos preceding Rosh Hashanah, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And now the holiday of Sukkos, we don't want it to end. So Shmini Atzeres is basically a way of saying, you know what, Hashem? We're not going to let it end. The calendar might say it's going to end, but I will show you in a minute or two how it really won't end. Okay, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we have tomorrow Shmini Atzeres. We have number one, the recitation of Yizkor. The Kriyas HaTorah comes from the end of Parshas Re'eh, whereby not only do you have Voyisa Ach Sameach, where the Torah speaks about the Simcha of Sukkos extending one more day, but you have the idea of Ish Kematnas Yodo. When you came to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't come empty-handed, you bring various korbanos. So too on Yizkor, we pledge to give tzedakah. Okay, very important. In order that our tfilos should be remembered, it's in the merit of the tzedakah that we are giving. That is number one. Tomorrow, on Shmini Atzeres, we have the in Musaf Tfilas Geshem. The Chazan wears a kittel, and we have the prayer for rain. Starting with Mincha, until, please God, next Pesach, Chabo Aleinu Letova, we include in our Shmona Esrei, Mashiv Ruach Mora Geshem. Be careful to make sure that you daven from a sitter slowly and include Mashiv Ruach Umor Dageshem after Musaf when this coming tomorrow. Okay, now, by the way, if you have not yet said Tashlich, today is the day to go and say Tashlich, the end of the season of quote unquote judgment. Now, tomorrow night, Simchas Torah. We have the beautiful custom of Hakafos. And one of the explanations, according to the Yerushalmi, is to remember that just as the Jewish people enveloped and circled Yericho 7 times, right? And as a result of doing that, come on, the walls came tumbling down, so too we go around with the Torah 7 times, but it's also a kind of a remembrance, this Yom Tov, of our entering Eretz Yisrael, the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, getting the Torah, coming into our land, Eretz Yisrael. And Simchas Torah morning, once again, seven akofos. And we have the beautiful practice of everybody getting an aliyah, the beautiful concept, each man getting an aliyah, because what's an aliyah? Being called to the Torah, you're studying Torah. That's how you celebrate Torah. And after that, we have the beautiful practice of Kol HaNa'orim, all the children under the talis, the idea of transmitting, right, Torah from one generation to the next. And then you have the Gomra Shel Torah. We have Chosan Torah, very often going to the rabbi, because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the last eight psukim of the Torah that were written by Moshe, but they were written differently. They were written Bidema. Many explanations as to what that means. But Yachid Koriosan, and one of the explanations of that is that the Yachid, the rabbi, is the one that's given that Aliyah. Okay, and that is, we finish the Torah, and immediately thereafter, we take out Bereishis, and, well, that's been taken out already, but we read from Bereishis, the first chapter, and the beginning of the next chapter, Vayuchulu. After that comes the Maftir from Pinchas. After that comes the reading of the book of Yehoshua. And basically, we have the transition from Yehoshua, from Moshe to Yehoshua, and the continuity of Torah from one generation to the next in our day as well. I want to talk for a minute or two about the significance of this day and the special spirit of the day. Now, what does that mean? I think it's so important that parents must know where your teenagers and young adults are for Yom Tov, who is watching over them, because too often they get tied up in the wrong spirit of the day. Drinking is not a way that we celebrate Simchas Torah. God forbid. If anything, listen to the way we say in our prayers. What's the significance of Simchas Torah? Four words. Sisu v'simchu b'simchas Torah. Defined as rejoice and be glad with the celebration of the Torah. Now, rejoice and be glad sound synonymous in English, that we are two different expressions of happiness. And so, I'd like to show, however, that there really is a difference between the words sisu, which comes from sason, and simchu, which is from simcha. And how and where do we see the difference of these two words? The Vilna Gaon points out in his commentary at the beginning of Sefer Iyov, based upon that which we say Shabbos morning in the beautiful Pizmon of Kael Odon. And in talking about the luminaries, and specifically the sun, we're told, Smechim Bitseisam, that the sun is literally happy, glad, as they go forth. There's simcha as they go forth after sunrise, about to fulfill their mission of illumination in the sky. Visasim, and they are exultant, again, happy, bivoam, when they come back. Two different expressions. So what is simcha and what is sason? Says the Vilna Gaon. Smechim b'tseisam, simcha is the joy of anticipation of what's going to be, the excitement of what's going to come, the unknown, but I have a plan. Sason is bivoam when they've already set at the end of the day, the joy of accomplishment. So again, simcha is anticipation, and sason is the joy of accomplishment. And what do we say on Simchas Torah? Sisu, be happy, celebrate the joy of accomplishment, the Torah that we have studied over the past year, how much richer we are in our knowledge of Torah, in our observance of Torah. Wow, that is what we are celebrating, Sisu, with our accomplishment, and at the same time, Simchu, the anticipation of more Torah, of more studying, of more observance, of being closer to Hashem. This is what we are to get from Simchas Torah. This is what we are to bring to. This is what we are to get there from. And not, God forbid, to transform the day into an especially social scene and a scene of unfortunate, wrong kind of spirit. I cannot stress how that would detract from the very special, as we saw before, invitation that God says to us, spend this last day with me, just you and me, that we can literally have this intimate dialogue with each other, that God says, so difficult for me to let you go, and we respond to him, Hashem, we're not letting you go, but rather we will, please God, abide by Sisu v'simchu b'simchas HaTorah. I take this opportunity of wishing Nachum and his family and all our friends a Chag Sameach. Enjoy the Yom Tov, and please God, may the spirit of this Yom Tov keep us over the next few months on this spiritual high, realizing Ashreinu Matov Chelkenu, how privileged and fortunate we are to have our close relationship with Hashem. A good Yom Tov to all.